You're listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network.
Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network, your channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who share business strategies and insights that can all help you build your business, leading to your business success. And now, broadcasting from anywhere between Brazil, South America to Los Angeles, California, it is your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Today, we are speaking with Mr. Dwayne Hixon, the CEO of Into Publishing, a nationwide business that produces publications that turn neighborhoods into communities. Mr. Hixon, a pleasure to have you with us today on the program.
Thanks, Eric. Great to be with you.
Yeah, great to have you out with us. Thanks for your time. Now, you're the CEO of a multi-million dollar company that you started from the ground up. What advice do you have to offer those currently struggling in corporate America who want to start their own business and might not have any entrepreneurial experience?
That's an interesting word there. You mentioned struggling in corporate America, and I'm not sure what all that entails for your listeners. I know some people struggle because their company is just dysfunctional. You know, they don't like the people that they work with, and if they picture themselves in that same company 5 years down the road, they just want to cry. It just seems terrible. Some people are working hours they don't want to work. You know, some people, maybe they just don't like their role. Maybe they're doing manual labor all day and their body's breaking, or maybe they're behind a desk all day. It's just the opposite. They're behind a desk and they want to get outside and do labor. I don't know. Who knows? But I'm guessing, since your audience is predominantly entrepreneurs, that we're talking about people who they want to start a company and they dream about starting a company and they're wired to take the risks associated with starting a company, but they just haven't done it yet. And so there they are at their job that they don't love, and they have a desire to start a business. You know, some people, they are wired to start a company. They are. But my advice for them is the same as it is for everyone, really. It's just do what you were designed to do. You know, some people, they were born to act. Most people weren't. Some are born to be musicians or athletes or mathematicians or salespeople or landscapers. And some were born to be entrepreneurs. And my advice is to do what God made you to do. To quote the famous wise man, Eminem, not sure if you listen to Eminem, Eric, at all in your day, but as he said, man, you only get one shot. You know, we get one life. And if you know yourself and you know you want to start a company, then win or lose, succeed or fail, answer the question that is in you. Can you do it? Can you make it? You know, Eric, when I got out of college, I thought I could become an NFL player. So, I'd watch these kickers. I don't know if you've ever done this, but I would watch these kickers. They'd miss a 32-yard field goal, and I would say to myself, man, I know I could do that. I know I could make that kick. And so my roommate at the time, we went and bought a football, and I just started kicking. And I loved it. I actually found out I was pretty good at it. Now, I'd never played football before, but I actually thought I could make it to the NFL. So I started training. I went and got coaching from former NFL kickers. I got coached by kicking coaches that trained the NFL kickers. I played with the Detroit Seminoles, a little semi-pro team in Detroit the year that I lived there. Then I started trying out for arena football teams. After a few years of training, I made a team in Tupelo, Mississippi called the Tupelo Fire Ants. And I was actually going to get paid to be a kicker. I was on my way. Well, the first game was on a Saturday night, so I was there for the preseason. The first game was on a Saturday night, and I missed all three of my field goal attempts. 0 for 3 in the game. So Monday morning, the coach calls me into his office, and he lets me know that they were changing directions, is how he put it, with their kicker, and that direction clearly didn't involve me. So that was it. You know, I never made another team after going 0 for 3. So I failed. But I gave it my best shot, and I failed. But I at least answered the question. I don't live wondering what if. And that failure certainly has helped me in business, no doubt. But my advice to other entrepreneurs who are, as you mentioned, struggling because they want to go for it, but they're afraid, is simply this. Answer the question. If in 10 years you do nothing, will you be wondering what if? And if it's going to eat at you, then do something. Win or lose, succeed or fail, If you're passionate about starting a business, then you will be satisfied that you went for it. That's my advice.
Great advice and a great background story there as well. And I got to hand it to you, taking it as far as you did. That says a lot about you as well. Tell us about Intu's company culture and why this is so important to you as well.
Well, culture really, it became so important to us. Everyone's got a different reason for building a culture. For me, really, I wanted to retain top talent. And the way to do that is to let them work with other top performers and give them good pay and a good lifestyle. So yeah, I worked with a company when I was younger out of college, and actually in college a little bit out. I learned a ton at that company. But the turnover was just insane. Everybody left that company at some point. So I wanted to build a business where the best people would stay and they would enjoy staying. I think really it just came from, Eric, I'm selfish and I want to work with people that I actually like. So work will be enjoyable for me. And so I wanted to work with people that could make fun of each other. You know, growing up playing sports, everyone would constantly take shots at each other on the team. And it was done in fun. We all got along. But the jokes just kept the mood light, even though we were all working hard to be successful. And I wanted that kind of environment. I wanted to trust everybody that I worked with. And I wanted everyone on the team to know that they could trust me. But I've got a lot of flaws. And with as many flaws as I have, I at least want everyone on our team to know they can trust me. So these are just some of the things that I figured they would make me happy, and I wanted to find others that kind of liked the same things. And everyone's, you know, the word is culture now, so we all talk about culture, and that's fine. But really, it's just about creating an environment where like-minded people can enjoy this thing we call our career. And the reason it's so important is because it allows a company to grow. We've been in the top 2,000 fastest-growing private companies in America 7 years in a row. And I know it's because we retain our top talent. And truly, they figure out solutions to our problems. I don't figure out much these days, truth be told, but we have amazing people in the company that solve the issues. They solve the problems. That helps make our organization better. So that's what we're committed to, is it really, at the end of the day, helps us retain top talent, helps our company continue to grow.
Also, Mr. Hickson, if you would, why do you find it so important to ensure a great work-life balance for yourself as well as your team members?
Well, I love my career. I do. I love N2. I love what we're doing. But I also love spending time with my family. I love coaching my kids' sports teams. We've got some chickens and some sheep and some goats. Sheep, I guess, is a singular. We've got some sheep and goats and chickens. And those are just, I like hanging out with the kids and the animals and doing the work that they need to keep the animals happy and taking care of them. And I just enjoy those things. And I want the flexibility to do those and not just work. And I wanted the same thing for the people that I work with. I want them to have the same abilities and the same experiences and the same freedom. And how much enjoyment I get from them, and I wanted the people I work with to get the same thing. So, yeah, work-life and balance, that's pretty important for us.
Today we are joined by Mr. Dwayne Hickson, the CEO of Intu Publishing, a nationwide business that produces publications that turn neighborhoods into communities, here on Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Now, Intu has recently taken a pledge to not discriminate against those with criminal backgrounds. When you hear the term second chances, what does that mean to you?
Well, yeah, it was something that, again, someone on our team brought to my attention. It wasn't my idea. I have to give credit to our gals and head of our HR team and brought it up. And we actually had already been doing that. We already had a couple of people on our team that had a criminal background. And, some had actually served time before. But we started working with them because in the interview process, we just liked them and thought they had learned and grown from their experience. And they had a lot to offer. And certainly some of the contributions they've made to the team have been really, really big, very big contributions have come from some of those team members. So really it was just about, hey, look, let's just be a little more, I guess, transparent or vocal or open about it. But let's give people second chances. There's lots of people, I think myself included, I think by all the listeners, we've all have done things we regret. We've all made mistakes. Now, not all those mistakes or choices land people in behind bars. Or with a background per se, but as long as the stuff isn't of a violent nature and people can still ensure a safe workplace for our people where everyone feels safe, feels good, and we're happy to work with people and give them second chances. And it's just something that's big in who we are in the office and out of the office. And it's been something that I think people on our team actually enjoy as well, that that's kind of who we are as an organization.
Yeah, good stuff there. Now, also tell us about your new program that encourages team members in your company to purchase their first home.
Yeah, I love this. I just, as a young kid growing up and coming out of college, I asked a guy who was one of the most successful guys I knew early on. I said, "Hey, man, how do I become successful? How did you do this?" And one of the things he said, "Man, own a home. Just own where you live and own it as soon as you can." He told me his story, how he owned his mobile home. He bought a mobile home right out of college, and they ended up selling it, you know, a couple of years later. So he never had to pay rent. He was able just to save that money. And so I thought, man, okay, so home ownership is important. So it took me a couple of years to like buy my first home. But when we did, I just, not only did I know it was a smart financial decision, but just the satisfaction. I still remember going to that first house, and my wife and I, these little things, right? But we came back from the grocery, and I didn't have to walk up a bunch of stairs to go into my apartment building. I just like walked right in the front door and set my groceries down on the kitchen counter. I was like, man, this is so cool. We own a home. And I loved the feeling that came with it. You could paint a room if you want to paint it. And so we kind of talk about it then too, just like owning your own dirt, just going outside and grabbing a handful of dirt and be like, this is my dirt. Like, I own this place. This is mine. And so I want everyone at N2 to build wealth and to be financially successful. And so homeownership is such an important part of it. But it's really challenging to save money for a down payment on a house while you're paying your bills and everything else that comes with living life. So, again, another idea that came from internally from our team was that, hey, we can actually give people money when they go buy a home. So what we do now is we give people $7,000. When they go buy their first home, we will actually give them $7,000 to go towards their down payment. So they can go, they get approved for the loan. On the day of closing, we wire $7,000 over to that bank as their down payment or as part of their down payment. So really trying to get rid of all obstacles so that everybody on our team can own a home. And so, yeah, I'm pretty excited about that program.
Yeah, a lot to be excited about right there. That's awesome. Well, it certainly has been great to have had you, Mr. Hixon. You got a lot of great things going on there through N2, and we can't thank you enough for your time today. Where can listeners get further details on your company, N2 Publishing, and how could one also be in touch accordingly?
Yeah, our website, n2pub.com, and is in Nancy, the number 2, and then pub, P-U-B, short for publishing, n2pub.com, and everything's on there, lots of videos and lots of information about us.
Well, that's quite easy enough. Again, Mr. Hixon, all the best, and thanks so much for your time today and for joining us here on Enterprise Radio.
Thank you, Eric. Appreciate it. Take care.
And you as well. We've been speaking with Mr. Dwayne Hixon, the CEO of N2 Publishing, a nationwide business that produces publications that turn neighborhoods into communities. And for further details, visit n2pub.com. And this is Eric Dine. You've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Check out our new live location as we are now streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live with a new app coming soon to accompany our live stream in the coming weeks. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks again for listening to Enterprise Radio here on the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. To subscribe for future programming, simply visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.